I am very disappointed to read Minister Ryan's national broadband plan update to see that a few counties have been left behind on this update altogether, Donegal being one of them. Former Minister Pat Rabbit announced the national broadband plan 10 years ago this August. When announcing it, he called NBI the rural electrification of the 21st century. But we are here a decade later, and most of rural Ireland have been left behind in this rollout. I have been contacted by many people in Donegal regarding this. Working from home and remote learning has really highlighted these broadband issues, and many families in the county has become very frustrated with the lack of sustainable internet connection. Many of the families have told me that they were told that they have serious connection issues, but they will not be getting fibre broadband until 2025 or 2026. It should not be so stressful to take so long to get access to a necessary service. This is completely unacceptable. Those of us who live in rural Ireland know what a difference it would make to families and people to have proper broadband. Why aren't the most rural, disconnected and forgotten areas of Ireland being prioritised? I feel that rural Ireland should be prioritised in this rollout, given that this area had the weakest internet connection from the beginning. Every other county has already started the rollout, the broadband rollout, but Donegal will not even begin this rollout until the second half of this year. Why is that? This is a form of enforced inequality and is not good enough. My colleague, Deputy Smith, has been calling on the Minister for years to ensure that Donegal is not left behind in the broadband rollout. I would like to join his call. This has gone on too long, and there needs to be some accountability. We can see the impact the digital divide is having on people's ability to access work, health services and education. I've been discussing the digital divide for a long time, both in this House and in the Education Committee. Rural schools are in areas where broadband is unstable and it is difficult to teach online, and to even learn the children in the class due to not having broadband. Some vulnerable students have also had to fight to access online learning, haven't been able to access it at all during school closures. This creates a further digital divide. The reality is that students who have access to the best resource digitals will do better and have better outcomes. As my colleague Senator Lynn Yuan said last week, for many students across the country, having a laptop and broadband is a luxury. There are a lot of students who lost out on education due to the lack of adequate learning supports and access to online learning just because they live in rural Ireland. We cannot create further inequalities and division in this country. It has to end now. Minister, in the rollout, we also have to look at the costs, as many senators have said here today. I know in Ardragh County, Donegal, where I live, there's a little road by the name of Crumlin, and there's no internet at all in that area. You know, there's many, many people, many, many areas in this country that won't even see the rollout until at least the end of the year. And then for Donegal, it's halfway through the year. And that's very disheartening for people. Nowadays, again, the Taoiseach yesterday announced that people have the rights to axe and require candy work from home. How can we expect people from Donegal yet again, the forgotten county of this country, being left behind, the people in it, it's not just the county, it's actually people's lives, people who live there, children, to have the equal opportunities to be successful, being able to work from home, and while many of them don't have that. So again, I would urge that we look at that. Thank you.